Good morning. This is Tony Kruko with Brenda Brim Kruko, and we're holding on Miss Billy. She'll be joining us shortly. We thank you for joining the prayer call, and we're in season and out of season. And right now we're going to be praying in tongues for the state of Israel. We'll lift up President Trump first of all, 1 Timothy 2. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for the godly president and the godly family that raised up that president, trained up that child in the way he should go. And we thank you for his friendship and his protection that he's expressed for Israel. And we thank you for lifting him up and give him the word and the knowledge to lead this country into the blessings that are provided. And in Jesus' name, we thank you for Vice President Trump. We ask that you bless him as well.
Good morning. Mom's coming on. She I don't know if you guys know, she just came in from Israel, and I guess she said she just slept right through it. So she's coming on. I guess that jet lag finally hit her. I noticed she was really chipper and, you know, ready to go. But you know how jet lag is. It hits you usually about a couple days later. So anyway, she'll be on. And so, and, you know, lots of things going on. So we're just going to just continue to pray for Israel and what God's doing, his nation. And we just thank you for strength for Mom. And she will be on to give you some more information. So we just thank you, Father, for that. And we give you glory and we give you honor. And we just praise you today. We praise you, Father. We just worship you today, Lord. We worship you. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. We thank you for these faithful prayers today from all over the nation that have gathered in your name, that have gathered together, Father, to pray for the nation of Israel, to pray for the nation of Israel, which you said in your word is the apple of your eye, Jerusalem. And we thank you, Father, that those things, those man's plans, Father, like my sister said, we just pray they don't have any legs in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that the legs on them, Father, to do those things that we know is contrary to your word, that which you've established in heaven. We know that it has no roots in it that are good, anything like that. We just ask that the legs don't even walk. It never walks. It never stands in Jesus' name. We thank you for the eyes of our president's understanding and his staff, His Mike Pence. We thank you, Father, for Jared Kushner, those things that you've even called him, and those things are in his heart. They're not our view, Father. We just lift them up before the throne room of heaven, and we say that those things that you've established, we say yes, we agree with you, and those things which you have not established, no, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we see the times that we live in, and we are being awakened. We are being sensitive. We are staying in that place in our heart, and in peace and quiet, so we can hear you. And then when we connect with you in that place, ha-ha, that's when we start to pray. That's when we start lifting our voices Hallelujah. That's when we start lifting your word to you, Father, against the accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah. We lift up your words. Hallelujah. With our mouth, with our voices, we say, yes, Jerusalem, you are the eternal capital of the world. That is where Jesus will have his Messiah, his millennial reign. That is where God has put his name there forever, in Jerusalem. Yes, Father, we speak those things out. We speak out that you are the Shomer of Israel, that that is the place that you called before the foundation of the world.
Hello, Brenda.
Your name. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go on.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody, you're going to have to forgive me. God's going to have to give you great forgiveness today. I slept right on through this time. Brenda had to call me. Oh, I guess I thought I had my days and nights straight up, but I guess I don't. So I'm trusting everyone out there is operating in forgiveness today. And Brenda was praying for our leaders, praying for our president. I'm telling you, I was in Israel. I don't know how many of you saw the little clip that I put up in front of the embassy, but our president, Nikki Haley, all of our leaders that we've got right now are absolutely so popular, you might say, in Israel because of the stand that we've taken with them. Father, I just do praise you for it. I thank you for it. I give you glory for it. And right now, Father, I lift up and we lift up together those leaders from Israel that have to make decisions about what to do about that Gaza border, dear Lord, and about those heinous things that people are doing there. When they put over the the kites, or they put over something that will bring an incendiary device, it burns farmers' fields, it burns and hurts the agriculture around there. And those little things that they're putting up cost about $50 each. But when one is going to go into a city, the IDF, and if they have to put up an iron dome, it costs $100,000. So most of it lands in the fields, which is trouble. But if they have to put up an iron dome, it costs and dips into the budget, the monies of Israel. But on our tour, which we had, we did not, even when we went north, they did not stop us from going anywhere. We went to the north, we went to the Syrian border, and we heard the war. We heard fighting, but they didn't stop us, and we were able to go there and pray. Life in Israel is amazingly calm. And the people of Israel are amazingly calm, how you walk out in the evenings and you're not afraid and there's no one to bother you. So it's an amazing protected little place right there in the middle of so much trouble. And Heavenly Father, I just thank you for these faithful ones who are faithful to pray for Israel, so faithful. I want to ask your prayers. We went to Migdol. We took 2 days after the tour was over, and oh my goodness, we had such a wonderful tour. It was 70 years anniversary of Israel. We took the 70th birthday tour. We had 70 people on our tour. When after the tour had gone home, and I went to the 70th anniversary prayer breakfast, we had 70 nations. It was so amazing. I sat next to a king from Ghana, and he got up and read a scripture about when kings recognize the Lord. So it was so marvelous. But after the trip, the group went home. Shelley and I went to the north, and we had a meeting one day again with our architects and the construction manager. And then we had a day with the mayor. The mayor of Migdol, and mayors are so powerful in Israel, the mayor of Migdol absolutely loved us. And he got up, and the first thing he did, because Migdol is a place right by the Sea of Galilee, and he got up and he started telling us of the life of Jesus. He went through This is a Jewish mayor, a very religious Jewish mayor who wears a kippah. He went through all the miracles that happened around the Sea of Galilee. He took about 30 minutes to do so. And Ronnie Levy, which many of you know him from having been here, Ronnie Levy had to interpret all of it, telling us about Jesus. It was a most surreal moment. And he said at the end, I don't know why Christians don't come and stay here more. He said, they'll stay a night or two, but then they go someplace else. And I said, that's just what we want to do. We want to bring Christians here. We want to have a school. We want to go into detail about his life and about all of Israel, teaching from here and going out from here. He said, we want your project. So here's the thing right now. And when I came back home, I told those people, Ronnie Levy, and we sang, by the way. We started singing Hine Matovu Manaim, and he sang with us, and we just dancing around the mayor's office. And he said, I love your project, and I want it to come. But here's what all the Jews have said. In Israel, everything takes red, it's red tape. And they are looking for it to take months for us to get our building permit. I want to put you prayers, you dedicated Israel prayers on this. I want not to give God any silence. He says, you don't give me any silence until I make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And so I'm asking you not to give God any silence and be his remembrancers. Like it says in Isaiah chapter 62, it says, you who are the Lord's remembrancers, give him no silence until he establishes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Now, I didn't see this. I'm going to have to look it up. But I do know that that means, in the King James it says, those of you who make mention of the Lord, and then make mention to the Lord. And then in some translations it says, you who are the Lord's remembrancers. I know that memorials and remembrancers here has nothing to do with the past except what will be in the future. And it actually means you who take the Lord's promises and lift them up to him. We know, all of you know about authority. And you know about what it means to lift up to the Lord your words, and how he depends upon a man upon the earth asking him. But when we were in Israel, and Albert Wechsler, who is a man who I spoke years ago in Estonia, and he had just come to the Lord, he's Jewish, and he had just come to the Lord, and he was translating for me, he said that there's a word in there that is the modern Hebrew word for secretary. And it's like a secretary would advise the boss of what you have to do today. So I am asking you and all of you to daily, I want that to happen quickly. We want Migdal Arbel to be there quickly. But I also have been told by the Lord that it needs to be it needs to show our power. Remember that he told me, I want the Jews to know your love and see your power. Part of the power is building Migdal Arbel. We have 3 acres there, which is an amazing amount of land. So I know we need to be there to pray. We already have established some authority to pray. I sense that authority when we pray about the things that happen in Israel. But they need to see our power in being able to, for God, to move out that red tape and to move us on into the building part of Migdal Arbel. So I'm asking you, as those on the line, as those who are faithful prayers for Israel, in the name above all names, I'm asking you to lift this up to God. Holy Father, in the name above all names, I love you, I adore you, I magnify you, and I thank you for these faithful callers. Forgive me, Lord, for forgetting about it and getting my days mixed up today. I ask you to be straightened out over the jet lag. I should have been straightened out already, But somehow I missed it, Lord. Please forgive me for that. It's not because I don't think it's of utmost importance. I know it's of utmost importance. And I ask you in Jesus' name, in his holy, precious name, right now, I'm asking you to perform a miracle. This is a miracle of business, a miracle that would cause the red tape of Israel in granting building permits to be passed over. Oh, dear Lord, they've explained to me that one of the reasons it's taking a long time is that they're now doing everything by computer and that people are mixed up and the computer is, they've got glitches. But, oh, Father, you're bigger than any glitch. You're wiser and smarter than any computer program. So as they've entered this by computer, Lord, as they are required to do now, I'm asking you to perform supernatural miracles in that process, in that computer process. Dear Lord, that it will go fast, that it will quickly go in the name above all names. I am asking you to circumvent, to bring this to the top. I'm asking you, Lord, in the name above all names, to put this on the very top, to cause people to see it. If it has to line up somehow, that you'd work in the computer program and bring it to the top and bring it to the foremost place. Because, Lord, I said in that mayor's office, I said it with my mouth. I said, this is going to amaze. And I think I said it in the office of the architects. I think I particularly pointed out Ronnie. And I said, this is going to amaze Ronnie Levy. And it's going to show him the power of God. Father, I'm asking you for it. I'm asking you to do it. And we're going to give you no silence. I know that doesn't mean that you forget about things and if they're not spoken, you don't do them. I know that it has to do with how things work. And so, Father, we keep this up there. Dear Lord, I know that we have undergone satanic pressure, satanic hindrance. And so in the name, I'm asking everybody on this call right now, we're going to just talk about the blood of Jesus. We praise you for the blood of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the blood covenant. I give you glory for it in Jesus' holy name. And in the name above every name, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name of Jesus of Nazareth, oh, the name of the Father and the name of the Son. Allah brason tedinanye. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no God above our God. And in his name and in his precious blood, I do say unto you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I do blandalomosita. I do my God and his blood, and he has translated us out of your domain, and you have no dominion over Migdal Arbel, and you have no dominion over us in Jesus' holy name, in the name above all names, in the masterful, mighty name of Jesus. Cease and desist in your maneuvers. Back off. Every one of you powers of the air that have been assigned to that project, Migdal Arbel, I command you and I render you paralyzed today. It is written that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And we on this phone call, every one of us, we bind you. We're on this earth and we're together and we're united. And heaven backs us up. You are bound in the name above all names. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. E kalamara, tondele mihisato. Father, I thank you. Father, I praise you. Father, I give you glory. I give you glory that you have given us the right and the privilege to rule and to reign. in Jesus' mighty, masterful, holy name. Father, I praise you. Lord, I give you glory. Father, I thank you for every one of these people who are so faithful, so very faithful, Lord. In the name, oh, Ramasita la conde livrato, e je de le baroni sotaya, oh, shitanyo nika, peshote di dalatose babaratinyo, ki fratose nika la calatinyo le nombre, in bafrone, I bafrone, I bafrone, che in co papaletinyo no cojetata da combre calatiti. E je ne baratis onore macaia Nicola cohovrete licotage Nicola donie pefrotisha tanya no coho bala dinia no coho papalita papalita endi amora macahalatisho tefre e jondoro coche tator govra pejor combai in the name, in the precious, lovely, masterful name of Jesus. It was such a blessing to be at the embassy of the United States of America. And I made a video there. If you have seen it, we showed it last Sunday on our third Sunday with Alice. And I may show it again today. But to stand at that place and to know that our president and our leaders established the embassy in Israel was a total blessing. And just standing there in front of it gave me such a faith, you might say, a faith in our government standing with Israel, a faith for the blessings of God, for a window of opportunity here. And we do pray for everything that they're considering right now. I do know that there's not going to be a two-state solution. Sometimes you have to work on something knowing it won't work because the world out there has to be appeased. But we're with them. Nikki Haley is with them, and they know that we're with them. And Canada made a move that was a blessing toward Israel recently. So all you Canadians on here, even with things that other things that have not been good, so we're just thankful to God for that. And I was reading about the time, you know, when they had everybody vote whether the petition plan should go through. And it looked like Canada was not going to go for it, and then they did, and what a blessing that was to Israel. So, Canada, you've been a blessing to Israel, and I know that you can expect to be one in the future. Keep those prayers going. When I heard what I heard recently, I thought, well, I know some prayers up there, and I'm quite sure they've been praying, and God has heard their prayers for their nation to bless Israel. Bless the Lord. We are having Christians United for Israel. It's having its summit in July. I don't know how many of you plan to go. It's always a wonderful time. But we have to think about, we go and call up on every one of our senators. Nikki Haley is going to be our keynote speaker. That alone is worth going for. I can just imagine her speaking. We can hear her speak to the United Nations, but just imagine her speaking to people that are for Israel and are gathered together for a night to honor Israel. If you don't plan to go to the whole thing, maybe, and you live in the Washington, D.C. area, you can just come for that night to honor Israel. You can go online and find out about it. But I'm encouraging people right now to come. Brother Hagee was an amazing force behind our moving our embassy to Israel. It's a long story, and I heard John Hagee tell this personally. The president invited him to dinner at the White House with his wife and a few other people. And the president said to John Hagee, "Tell me why I should move the embassy to Israel." And John Hagee started out with this. He said, 100 years from now, nobody will remember everything you did. They don't remember everything President Truman did, but they remember one thing, how he was the deciding, how he was the first to recognize the nation. He was the deciding vote that put it over the top for the partition plan. Everyone remembers that he did that. And if you do this, everyone will remember 100 years from now. He didn't say if we're still here, but I know he meant that. Everyone will remember, probably will remember it in heaven too. Everyone will remember that you were the man that moved the United States Embassy and recognized Israel, Jerusalem, as Israel's capital. And then he also told him about the biblical reasons. So I tell you, we're so thankful to have Brother Hagee. Father, I just want to lift up John Hagee and Diana Hagee and all their force, their staff, their families. They have stood, Father, when it was so hard to stand, with death threats. Oh, dear Lord, please bless them now. And I pray for this meeting that's going to be in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be there on Sunday with Lynn Hammond and Cheryl Morrison, and we're going to be having some meetings that Sunday before. I'm not looking at my calendar right now. I think it's the 22nd. I'm not sure. And we're going to be praying in the 22nd of July. We're going to be teaching and praying about Israel. And so I lift them up. I lift this meeting up, Father, and I lift up our going to speak to our senators and our representatives. Holy Father, we're thankful for the ones that are for Israel. And in this election that's coming up, Lord, in this November election, I'm asking you to take out of office those that are anti-Israel. I'm asking you that they don't win, those who are up for election. And I'm asking you to put in those, dear Father. I know that you said that you had the power to lift up kings, but I know that our votes have something to do with it. And Father, our votes had something to do with having this man, this president, who would move our embassy. Father, in the name above all names, we ask you, we are one issue. We're not Democrat or Republican. We're not Baptist or Word of Faith or Catholic. We are children of God. We're the body of Christ. We're here together as the body of Christ. And you have told us that we're the body, you're the head. And, oh, dear head of the body, we know how you love your brethren. How it says in Micah that for a while you put them aside, but you take them back up and you bring them home. And we see the bringing home, Holy Father. Now, we're asking you in the name above all name for our nation to be a sheep nation, a nation of sheep that follow Israel, too. And we're asking you, Father, in the name of all, above all names, for the November elections to go in the favor of Israel. And, Father, I am asking you that when we go to those offices and we go to those senators and representatives, that our voice will be powerful. We thank you, Father. We'll take those offices as our feet walk in them for the people who support Israel. In the name above all names, we ask it. Oh, Father, we just give you glory and honor, and we're so thankful. People, they have uncovered and In the news in Jerusalem, they have uncovered, they told how many plots they have uncovered, dangerous plots. And they have uncovered plots in Europe. And I just know it's because God was able to work because of the prayers of the saints. And so in the name above all name, we want to thank you for every plot that you uncovered. And we want to ask you, it is written that everything is open to him with whom we have to do. And we ask you in the name above all names. O paratish kodanye mi sota tapi kolande vi. Dear Father, that you would uncover, continue to uncover the plots and keep our presidents, our leaders safe, and keep Israel's presidents and prime ministers and leaders safe. In the name above all names, we ask it, Father. We will be on at noon today. I won't sleep through the noon thing. I tell you, I was out like a light. I don't know what happened, but I won't do it again. We'll make sure of that, but I guess it was just getting turned around. So I ask the Lord to forgive me. I ask you to forgive me, and I will be back here next Wednesday. And thank you, Tony and Brenda, for covering for me. And so this is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom, until next time.
Shalom, Billy.